Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and welcome to another episode of News Round for Anfield Index. It's Thursday the 21st of March, ladies and gents. It's still during the international break, but there's still a fair few things that are bubbling along in terms of the Reds and everything that's happening on the pitch and off the pitch, as it were. I'm Dave Davis, coming to you from a cold, wet and windy Edinburgh. We've not got young David Hendrick with us. He's away at the moment, so unfortunately you have me as his stand-in. So, a few things to get through for you, ladies and gents. Where should I start? Tell you what, I'll start in terms of transfer stories and a couple of rumours in regards to one possible in and one possible out. So, we'll start with the potential in. So, it's a story from Nizar Kinsella from The Standard, The London Standard, around the Fulham defender Tosin Adarabioyo. Adarabioyo, I think it's pronounced. I could be getting that wrong. You know I'm bad with my pronunciations. But the giant Fulham centre-half, the former City player, contract expires at the end of this season. And why are we talking about him? Because in the specific article in The Standard, it is mentioned that Fulham are set to make one final attempt to keep him at Craven Cottage. However, and it's not the first time it's been mentioned by any means, Liverpool are said, and they're mentioned in this article, to be interested in the giant centre half. I know there's a lot of people at Anfield Index who are big fans of them. It would make a lot of sense in regards to the position, a quality backup, as it were, homegrown, all those types of things as well. So that's definitely one to keep an eye on. And the other one, it involves a possible outgoing. Again, this is one that's been, I'll say, bubbled along, mentioned a few times in regards to outgoing, the Colombian winger, our number seven, Luis Diaz. So for the last few days, there's been quite a few reports saying PSG specifically are interested in acquiring his services and bringing him to Paris with Mbappe set to depart. However, a couple of things to mention on this that have really come out today. And please, this is me telling you, I'm not assessing credibility. I'll leave you to do that yourself, specifically for certain things. But Fabrizio Romano has said that, specifically, PSG do not have any interest in the player. And also, at the same time, Sky Sports News have also named that Campos, Luis Enrique, senior people at PSG also have no interest in acquiring the services of Luis Diaz. And they also mentioned earlier today that he is a key player, which is understandable at the same time. Yeah, whatever you believe in that one, one potential outgoing, one potential incoming, using the word potential carefully, so we'll have to see on that. Other things to update, in terms of players, really importantly, Trent's recovery, and there's a bit of a split in reporting here. It's important to say that, a real split. So, Jurgen Klopp has said in his previous press conferences when he'd be given recovery times and when people could be back, he mentioned Jota and Trent together with the hope they'd be possibly, and as it uses phrase, a chance for the week after Brighton, which is that epic United game in the league at Old Trafford. So why am I talking about a split, ladies and gentlemen? Because in the Daily Mirror, they have said that Trent Alexander-Arnold is specifically hoping to be back and fit for that game. That's the one he's targeted, and he's optimistic. That is the Daily Mirror's report on that for Trent Alexander-Arnold. However, the Telegraph, Chris Bascombe, a well-known, well-respected journalist, has said that, yes, the target is for United, but there's an acceptance. The more realistic return date is Sheffield United, the game afterwards, later in that week. Let's be honest, ladies and gents, we're all hoping it is the first one. It just, I don't know, especially after the FA Cup defeat, it feels like we need that one badly. We know in terms of our league ambitions, don't get me wrong, but we want it a little bit more somehow, which doesn't seem possible based on who it is and what it means. But after the FA Cup and that hurt that went into the international break. So we'll have to see. Liverpool will take zero risks. You think they have had a number of players re-injured, including Trent, with the exact same injury. So he joins that unfortunate list of Mo Salah and Dominic Szoboszlai. And obviously we know Mo Salah is not going on international duty. So that is we'll have to hope and pray. But it seems that it's not going to be Brighton, but one of the two games after the international break will be Trent. And the games are started in the nicest way, international games. So Wataru Endo was a sub for Japan today in their international game, their international friendly, it's important to say. However, he did get onto the pitch. And to any reports or any information that Anfield Index can find, there are no concerns for him. It was a routine minute second half appearance, as it were, in that regard. I've done a few interviews in Japan. I'm not going to pretend I'm the best translator by any means. People are going to talk about that. But yeah, very much played today for Japan. Fit. There we go. Let's hope it stays the same for all the other internationals. Other things, we'll go boardroom level, and then we'll go to transfer speculation, to the things to really call out in the headlines. So an interesting one, and probably the biggest story of the day, realistically, is another Bournemouth person potentially joining the backroom staff. So we know Richard Hughes was confirmed the other day that he will join us from the 1st of June. Bollocks, but okay, we're pretending that type of thing. So yeah, as if he's not going to start early, but okay. So Richard Hughes will definitely join by then. And the other thing to note is possible further incomings from Bournemouth, the backroom staff, in terms of former Celtic and Portsmouth striker. Again, it's this Portsmouth-Bournemouth connection, isn't it? Mark Burchill. So Bournemouth chief scout Mark Burchill is apparently, I have to say apparently because nothing confirmed, but it is Paul Joyce, so there's real credibility to that, a target for Liverpool and Richard Hughes. Now, it's also Chris Bascombe has also mentioned this at the same time as well. So said that Richard Hughes wants to appoint him. They've got a good relationship, work closely together. He's also got a good knowledge of various football targets. But the key thing that came up is he would join in a senior role. So joining the fabled Dave Fallows and Barry Hunter. So you think Barry Hunter, Chief Scout, Dave Fallows, Head of Recruitment. So what exactly the role will be, no one exactly knows, but he joins that key nucleus of the transfer committee, recruitment team, whatever you want to call them. But there's quite a few running with this. And it's interesting to say that if you look at a few of the Bournemouth reports as well, I'm not going to name every single journalist that's got this, but quite a few of the Bournemouth journos, the local ones, are saying that Liverpool are closing in on him as Michael Edwards, Richard Hughes look to revamp that transfer committee. What exactly his role will be? Not exactly certain. But yeah, that's probably the key thing to say. A few reports of Liverpool are closing in on Mark Burchill. And the final one to really mention that I've seen from, and I think this is a little bit yesterday, but it was yesterday late, so coming into today, so give me a bit of rope with this, is Musiala, the young forward. You could say it's a non-story, but his name's being mentioned. And it's important to mention because it's a renowned and respected Neil Jones that mentioned this on a podcast the other day, that it's one of those names when he asked about that, are Liverpool interested in Musiala? And the answer was, of course they are. If he was available, we know his talent. Liverpool are absolutely, undoubtedly interested in him. No doubt. However, as Jones was keen to point out, that does not mean for 1 second a move is imminent by any means, but it is a club. And again, we know Liverpool have a substantiated list of transfer targets, people that they're interested in as well. So we've zero doubt he falls on the list, but I suppose we've got confirmation that way. Yeah, there's general things going on. We await news, don't we, naturally, of the international games. I don't even like saying it feels dirty, but it is what it is. So we're hoping people stay fit and we go from there. Everything else, ladies and gents, we can talk about Twitter rumours, social media things all the time. But the key thing I would say is a lot of it's just nonsense. A lot of it is, unfortunately, clickbait if you want to fill the column inches. The only other interesting story, and again, it depends how far back you go. If you played Championship Manager back in the day, not Football Manager, Championship Manager, this one. Liverpool, or former, important to say that, former Liverpool youth team prospect from 1996, Jamie Cassidy. Now, for those who know, back in 1996, when Liverpool won the FA Youth Cup, Jamie Cassidy was held on par with Michael Owen there of being, you know, people that could really make it. People know that Jamie Carragher did as well, but he was one of the lesser touted. You also had wingers like Stuart Gray, for those of us who are that age and familiar with it. So thinking, why the hell are you mentoring a previous Liverpool prospect? Because Jamie Cassidy has been today jailed for over 13 years for his role in cocaine deals that involve various South American cartels. So, yeah, I'll let you make your own judgments on that realistically. But just a name of interest for those of a certain vintage, shall we say, like myself, famous youth product. Once upon a time, obviously a star if you played football, Championship Manager, just to be clear, back in the day. But yes, Jamie Cassidy, former Liverpool youth product and star, has now been jailed for over 13 years. And that, ladies and gents, is a real sweep of the all things Liverpool. There's going to be a lot of new speculation. Probably the big thing to keep an eye on is Liverpool doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work, aren't they, in the boardroom? That type of thing. So we'll have to see what develops. But stay safe. The weekend comes. Enjoy it when it's here. And that was an episode of News Round for Anfield Index.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement. And we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/Discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows.
Sports Social Podcast Network.